You were in a rivalry game tonight. You know, some Kinko basketball, some very good basketball being played on the East Side. I know recently the East Side more known for their football prowess than their basketball prowess, but some very good teams over there. I mean, Bellevue, a top-ranked team in 3A, number three right now in the state of Washington, and you saw Issaquah, the seventh-ranked team in the state, taking on a Redmond team that's fighting, a good basketball team that's fighting. Like, they could finish as high as third in the Kinko. They could slip all the way down to out of the playoffs. So probably more to lose for the Mustangs tonight than for Issaquah.
Absolutely. You know, I had seen Redmond play early last season, and, you know, they didn't have a great season last year, but I just remember from that one game, it kind of stuck with me that this was going to be an exciting team to watch over the next couple years. And, you know, they've put together a pretty good season so far, taking on Issaquah, who's just really the king of that division this season so far. And it was senior night, so there was that little bit of extra energy in the building tonight. It was a game of wild, wild momentum swings. Issaquah was up by 10 points 3 minutes into the game, 16-6. And then all of a sudden, over the next 12 minutes, Redmond went on a 21-2 run.
Wow.
To late in the second quarter, so Issaquah could only muster up one field goal in virtually the majority of the first half, and we went to the halftime 29-20 in favor of the Mustangs. But we all know, we've heard of Trayvon Ari Turner. He's kind of the big name out of Issaquah. He got rolling in that second half pretty early. They did the same kind of thing where they just got, you know, early buckets, kind of got Redmond on their heels. And they put together, I believe, a 46-point second half. I wasn't able to stick around for the entire game, but they ended up winning by, I believe, double digits. And it was just, you know, two big runs kind of dictated the entire game.
Back and forth. So Issaquah, and the final score?
I believe it was, I don't have it on me right now.
Gotcha. So Issaquah got the win, now to 15-3, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe, yeah, that's their final.
Issaquah, a top team. You had them at seventh in the state. I know in your finalscore.tv rankings, the AP has them in seventh overall as well. So a team that, you know, in this AP boys 4A, really wide open. I mean, I know you like Federal Way as kind of a team that may have the talent that surpasses all, but, you know, the Cascades and the Gonzaga Preps and Lewis and Clark's and the Unions and Issaquah, Bellarmine Prep, they're kind of all the same level right now, and it's going to be interesting to see who can match up with a Curtis or with a Federal Way deep in the state tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 3A, you can kind of tell, like, which of the dominant programs has that, you know, group of talent that is just
right,
probably going to win the state championship. But 4A, it's just been weird the last couple years. You know,
it's like football.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
absolutely
been the same as in football, yeah, as it is basketball. 3A, you know, it's going to be East Side Catholic Bellevue. 4A, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's it,
last year
it
was Davis in the state championship.
Exactly.
Who would have thought Davis would have been playing in the state championship game?
Absolutely.
And then also, you know, there was a girls game tonight,
yeah,
which actually preceded that. Issaquah and Redmond, it was like the first half, it looked like a war zone out on the court at times. The ball, you know, bouncing off players, and there's players diving, they're hitting the deck, multiple players on the floor at once. Probably not the most sound basketball game. You know, you take a shot, and then a team would come down with the offensive board, and they try to follow it up with a quick shot that was blocked. And, you know, it was just a lot of crazy
action.
Plenty of action.
Yeah.
It was a real fun one to watch. And it was really close throughout the entire first half. No team really got more than a handful of points ahead of the other. But then Issaquah really got rolling in the second half, and they were able to put them away by approximately 20 points down the stretch. So it was, you know, double win for Issaquah tonight over at Redmond.
Good night for Issaquah. And, you know, we previewed reviewed, I guess you should say, the 3A girls last week with Linwood and Bellevue and Arlington and West Seattle, Blanchette, Auburn, Riverside. All those teams still undefeated at this point
it's
in the season with only a couple three. I mean, the 3A girls, maybe the best classification overall in the entire state. Now, the 4A girls, kind of like the 4A boys, pretty wide open. You got a couple teams in Eastern Washington that we really haven't seen are still undefeated, but you don't know. I mean, they're not playing the same type of quality opponents that the Western Washington teams are playing twice a week. So Is Central Valley the best team in the state? Is Moses Lake the best team in the state? Now you've got a bunch of teams in Western Washington, Bothell, Lewis and Clark, Beamer, Skyview, all these teams, really, really good 4A teams over on this side.
Yeah, it seems like every corner of the state has a couple just dispersed, a couple top teams dispersed. Like you'd mentioned, Central Valley and Moses Lake. I mean, I guess they're kind of in the same general vicinity over in Eastern Washington. I was actually surprised, opened up the USA Today a couple days ago and was looking at the top 25 girls rankings and, you know, I was looking for the parentheses WA to see if we had any representatives and was expecting to see Linwood. But I actually saw Central Valley in that mix. So they're 16-0. The team that's right behind them, Lewis and Clark, 13-1. Well, that one loss was against Central Valley. And the impressive thing about Central Valley this year is that every game that they've played, with the exception of that Lewis and Clark game, they've won by double digits. And some of them are just monster wins. Like we're talking 60-18, stuff like that. And then you move south in Paul Valencia land, and you have Skyview and Camas that are kind of in the same ballpark, 8-0 for Skyview, 8-1 for Camas. They play each other on Tuesday, so that's going to be an exciting one. And then, like you mentioned, over kind of on this greater Seattle area, you have Bothell and Beamer that are kind of the representatives in this area. And then, you know, you move down the line, and it's like you said, it's just wide open. And it's going to be exciting to see kind of who emerges when the playoffs get going.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, there's teams in kind of every corner in the state, like you mentioned, from 4A. I mean, a couple of SPSL teams there, a couple teams from up north of Seattle in Woodinville and Bothell, and then obviously Eastern Washington has got its couple teams up top with Central Valley, Moses Lake, and then you got your teams in the Pasco area. You got Chiawana right there. So all over the state represented in the 4A girls region.